Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen, and she's one of the smartest people I know when it comes to the online world, and she's been doing this now since the beginning of the online world, the commercial online world, and so she's one of the pioneers and an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. AnitaRosen.com, also ReadyGo.com, right, Anita?
Correct.
So check those out, and her books, E-Commerce Question and Answer Book, second edition. Anita, one of the things that I've been trying to get through to my small business audience is that they don't have to win the race online to be successful.
They do have to participate.
They do have to run the race and basically just keep the winners in sight. Just don't let them go over the horizon on you. What do you think?
I completely agree. Because, you know, what does really winning mean? A lot of small business people, winning means having a really nice lifestyle, which means your business makes enough money so that you can afford what you need. And, you know, you might be a clothing store. Do you need to be Macy's?
Mm-hmm.
You just need to have enough traffic and enough business. And maybe if you know, like something like Groupon, all of a sudden could be a whole group of people who have never walked through the doors of your store because they didn't even really realize you existed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the benefit, is you give a good deal, and yeah, it's a loss leader, and you really need to figure out what that loss leader is going to be, and can you afford that loss leader? And if you sit there and say, you know, yeah, I can have it, you know, that my loss leader is this type of apparel that I have, mm-hmm. and I'm willing to have it so that I can put 50% off, and I make zero money and cover none of my costs on this type of apparel, and I'm going to put it in there and say 500 people can have this. And I'm going to have 500 new people probably.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a few of my existing customers are going to say, cool, and they're going to come in. But probably I'm going to have close to 500 new people come through my door, and that's worth it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they come in to buy this one piece of apparel, they can then see all my other apparel or whatever your deal is that you can pull people in, and you hope to make it up on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be clear on what it's going to cost you and can you afford it. But it's a great deal for small businesses to get out there to people in the community.
What about social? Do you consider Groupon to be social media? It's not really social media, but
And the thing is with Groupon, it's all done through email. It's not you're coming to the Groupon site.
Right.
It's not really building the Groupon site.
Not building it for me directly, but it's helping you build. But it is helping you build your own online community,
right?
Because that's how the people came to you,
right? Right. It's just a great way. I mean, for small businesses, it's a great way. Groupon is so popular that in some areas they look at your deal and say whether or not they're going to take it because it's not a good enough deal because they have so much business.
Ah.
Right now.
So you have to qualify.
So it used to be that they would take anything because they're just trying to build up a new area.
Right.
So you should check and see, and even if they don't have it in your area, they might be expanding because merchants
all over
the place are trying to expand.
Is Groupon only B2C, business to consumer?
So far.
Yeah. What else do we need to know about it?
I think it's definitely, if you have a consumer business and you're looking at getting more eyeballs physically to your location, it's a great way.
Because that's the deal. They have to come in. I mean, it doesn't work if they don't come in.
Right. Well, because you're giving them something. It's a deal.
Right.
It's a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
All it is, you know, you sit there and say, well, I've run a coupon in the paper. This is just another source. This is who it's hurting. Where did people normally find out about you? And how did they normally find out about deals? And that's why Google tried to buy them.
Right.
They turned down $5 billion offer from Google. And Google looked over and said, wow, this is a competitor. Google isn't looking at it as a competitor to their search.
Right.
They're looking at it as a competitor to their advertising.
Well, and see, Google,
and 96% of their revenue comes from advertising.
Google's local search had gotten very powerful.
Yes.
And this is a competitor to their local search.
Correct.
Specifically.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but think of all the other companies.
Right.
It's a competitor to your local paper.
But Google's loss is your gain, folks. But remember, this is just one of the ways that you should be, you know, your marketing approach should be multifaceted. And it's just one of the ways to do this, just one of the tools. Anita, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Okay, my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of her name and you'll find her. And her book's available wherever books are sold, the e-commerce question and answer book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.